Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In the NHL, Red Hot Boston Bruins get back at it tonight. They'll host the Ottawa Senators at TD Garden. Puck drops at 7. We'll have it for you right here.
This is Cordishy and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back. It's Cordishy and Coit, Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. Again, 401-737-1287 is the number to call in and talk to us. Text us at 37937. Gotten a couple of texts so far. And we're going to try to keep the talk to Patriots, Red Sox, Celtics, Bruins, but couple of textures already want to talk about college hoops, how the Providence Friars going to be this year, hoping for a top six bid in madness. Certainly, if they play well in the Big East this year, I think the Friars have a real opportunity to get themselves an at-large, get back to the NCAA tournament. And we will talk to Ed Cooley, among the four coaches who will be calling in the second hour of the show. But yeah, I think the Friars have a lot of talent. And when we talk to Ed Cooley, I'm sure he's going to be, you know, he's going to praise his team for the talent that they have, and now it's about putting together and putting it on the floor, Scott.
Yeah, to me, the one issue I have with the Friar is more than, you know, what you just said is the injury bug, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's bitten them here early in the preseason, so I'm a little concerned about that. I hope that's not an issue moving forward, but it's something I think that we at least have to keep an eye on with Nate Watson's knee, with Lon Pipkin's hamstring, so you know, I hope that's not an issue for the Friars, because I do think when healthy, this could be a very good basketball team we'll be looking at.
Me too. I think they've built something great. Another texter says, Sean Plainfield, Connecticut, with a Patriots and San Francisco Super Bowl, would it break all records for ratings in Super Bowls? Well, in New England, I think a lot of people would be watching, maybe more than ever before, because they know the storyline behind it. And in terms of handsome quarterback meters, it would break the meters. Oh, boy. You're talking about Mr. Schwab, Mr. Throw It Back in Age, Tom Brady, versus the young, handsome, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, it feels great, baby. Feels great.
I think the ratings buster would be Patriots Cowboys, because the Cowboys have such a huge national following. So if they could find a way, which they probably never will because they're the Dallas Cowboys, but if they could find a way to get to the Super Bowl and face a team like the Patriots, I think that would be a ratings bonanza. But I think Patriots Niners would be pretty good. I do.
Hello,
it would.
Handsome.
And we are going to see Patriots Cowboys on the schedule, which is exciting in a few weeks here down the line. So we'll see how they stack up, they match up. The Cowboys will come here in a few weeks. Speaking of San Francisco, though, and Jimmy Garoppolo, let's welcome in our first caller of the morning. Good morning to Dan in Cranston. You're first up on Cordishy and Coit. What's
first
up, Dan?
First off, condolences to Joe.
Yeah, thank you.
Flora just told me I tuned in a little bit late.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
No problem. I feel like this is a special day today.
Yeah,
I feel like the camel from the Geico commercials. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nick. What day is it? What day is it?
easy, Dan.
What day is it?
Easy, Dan.
Come on. You can tell me. Come on, you know.
It's not Wednesday.
Jimmy G's birthday. Woohoo!
Oh, is?
Oh boy.
Oh man. How old is he today, Dan?
A ripe old 28.
Wow.
11-2-91, baby. And we could all have that here, but no. You know what's funny is yesterday you guys, I don't know if you listen to sports radio during the week at all, but it was a hot topic all day yesterday. Yesterday was one of my all-time favorite days listening to the radio because what comes up now, it's funny how this progression has started. First it was, you know, they started 2-0, 3-0, and everyone was like, oh, wait till he plays five games. He can't stay healthy. right? Mm-hmm. Then they were 5-0. Then they were 6-0. He's just a game manager. He's just a game manager. So he finally plays a game where he had to do everything. You know, it wasn't on the defense. They didn't play that well. Oh, they didn't play anybody. They didn't play anybody. You know, the funniest thing is to me about this whole thing, if he was playing for the Patriots and he was 16-2 in his first 18 games.
Oh, man.
He'd be calling the Steve Young to Joe Montana.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
You're absolutely right.
And and the other thing, the biggest thing that pisses me off, first of all, the trade was validated. I'll never say that it wasn't. They've won the Super Bowl. That was the gamble that they took when they did the deal that they did. But the thing that pisses me off the most moving forward, like I think it was Zolak or someone that said the other yesterday, he goes, well, what if he turns out to be like Philip Rivers? Then he never wins a playoff game. That's not the point. The point is, if Bill Belichick had Philip Rivers, how many Super Bowls do you think they would still win? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Philip Rivers is a good quarterback. It's like the next guy that follows Tom Brady is not going to be Tom Brady. Why can't people understand it? Is that the expectation?
Yeah, right. It's you can't expect that. No way. The guy's the greatest of all time. He's won 6 Super Bowls. Like he's not going to expect that. The point is, Dan, and the point you're making is that what were they right in identifying that he is an NFL caliber starting quarterback who can give you a chance to win? And I think the answer to that is yes. I think we all felt that way when he was here, that he had the potential to do that. Now he's having his chance to start. And like you said, the record, I think, speaks for itself.
Scott, you might have been a tad too young. No, probably not. You were still old enough. Do you remember when Bledsoe was still the guy here and Brady was just starting out? Remember Ron Borges, the Bledsoe crowd and everything? Remember
that whole absolutely.
Group? I mean, it was the same story. I mean, granted, but Brady was here, but there's an old guard, and it's much more validated with Brady than it was with Bledsoe. I get that part, but I guarantee you if it's 2 or 3 years from now and the Patriots are 6-10, and the 49ers are just opening the window like of being a contender every year, people are going to be bitching and moaning about it. That's just the big, you know, I'll never go back. I would have traded him right after the Philadelphia Super Bowl when they would have had to do it. And, Scott, here's a question for you. And this is something that I think last time you said, no way. Where would the Patriots be right now? How weaker would they be of a team if Jimmy G was the quarterback right now?
No, I don't think they would be any weaker than they are right now. I really don't.
Okay, before you said no way, it would be significantly less.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're starting to see a little slippage in Brady, and maybe part of it is due to the fact that I think maybe a big part of it's due to the fact that his offensive line has really been banged up, and he's not quite getting the protection that he once had.
Right,
but. But I don't know, given the way that Jimmy is playing right now, he's completing 71% of his passes. On third down Thursday night, he went 12 of 14, and he threw 3 touchdowns on third down. You can't get better than that. So, no, I don't know that there would be a huge drop-off for this offense if they had Jimmy G right now, the way that he's playing.
Troy Aikman, you watch a game on Thursday, right? Both of you guys?
Yeah.
Troy Aikman even was saying, he goes, making this guy, you know, this guy gets me excited watching him play quarterback and the throws that he makes, you know?
Yeah.
Another thing that bugs me is just the fact that, you know, if he was here, the team would probably look a lot different as well than it does right now because, you know, they build a different team for a different quarterback.
Probably.
So it's hard for us to even say what they would look like. You know, they probably have Brandon Cook still, and they would have had a bevy of first-round picks from trading Brady. And it's, you know, I'll never get over it.
we can if and but that till the cows come home, okay? The fact of the matter is we all know what happened. Kraft stepped in and said, look, you're not trading Tom Brady. You're just not going to do it. So the only decision is you have to move Jimmy G. But I think it's pretty clear that we all believe Belichick wanted to move on at that time. He was willing to stick with Jimmy G because I do think Belichick not only looks at the here and now, but I also think he looks at the future and the long-term best interests of the franchise. And he knew whether it was 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, that Brady's shelf life was almost done. And so I think Belichick wanted to keep Jimmy G. I just think that Bob Kraft stepped in and said, no, I'm not going to let you trade Tom Brady. Can't do it.
Well, I'll finish with this. And this is a fact. when Belichick was talking about, I'm not coaching my 70s, Marv Levy, he said this week he was already walking that back. You guys heard that part, that interview?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
So now we can pretty much know he's going to coach. He's chasing Shula's 347.
Yeah, and he wants to do something, I think, without Brady, too. I think that's pretty clear.
And I think that was the motivation all along. And if he had Jimmy here, he would have probably blown past that. Now he has to hope that Stidham, or they find somebody else, is going to be the guy. Because without the quarterback, and how great of a coach you are, it's always going to be a struggle.
Sure.
You know?
Well, yeah. So the question really becomes now, too. I agree with everything you just said, that Belichick wants
Thanks
to
for the call,
on.
Dan.
Yeah.
I think he
Woo!
Wants to.
Happy birthday, Jimmy. Woo!
I agree what he's saying. I think Belichick does want to blow by Shula, and I do think that Belichick maybe wants to coach and show people that he can win even without Tom Brady. The question is, for that latter part, does that start next season, right?
Right.
I mean, we're all speculating. Brady, what's he going to do? Is he going to leave? Is he going to retire? Is he going to remain a Patriot? So, I don't know. We might. It's one of those things, be careful what you wish for. We could see that as soon as next year, Bill Belichick coaching without Tom Brady here.
But I think Dan said it, and he accepts it even as the honky, you know, birthday cake-making Jimmy G fan. He knows that, you know, the Kraft stepping in and they, when they go the direction of keeping Brady and they win another Super Bowl after that, I think the trade was validated. You won another Super Bowl. You got to another one after before that, without Jimmy G. So, you know, they made the right call as an organization, you know, depending on how you feel about it, whatever, they made the right call. They won another championship. They're on their way to maybe trying to win another one before Brady is done. So, you can't knock them for that, but it'll be interesting to see what happens here in the future. Let's go back to the phone lines and welcome in our buddy Joe in the Bucket. Good morning, Joe. You're next up on Cordishy and Coit. What's up?
Good morning, Mr. Cordishy. Good morning, Mr. Coit. You guys were busting my chops last weekend that I didn't say good morning, Mr. So I apologize. I'm sorry.
That a boy, Joe. Perfect
Joe, we
start.
Would not bust your chops as far as you know.
That's okay. I like you guys.
You're the best, Joe.
What are your thoughts about the Patriots team? I know you've been talking about it. That's my theory, too. They have to stop Lamar Jackson, and their defense is going to have to come up big, the whole defense. And who's more valuable, Brady or Jackson? And has there ever been two teams, one in each conference, been undefeated going into the playoffs before the playoffs start? Or as a matter of fact, both teams are like 8-0 or whatever. And what's the longest ever two teams have been undefeated in each conference? And did you see the Celtics game last night about Tatum hit that last second shot with 3 seconds to go, and Kemba Walker had another good game for the Celtics? And I'll hear your thoughts.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the call. I'm trying to think of two undefeated teams. Obviously, going into the playoffs, I can't imagine that's happened with the amount of undefeated teams in the history of the league. I can't imagine that's happened long time ago. Yeah,
there's never been two teams that have been undefeated going into the playoffs.
No,
I don't believe.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of like teams that were trending that way. Like I feel like there was a year where like the Colts were like 12-0, 13-0, something like that in the season, and the Saints were that way, too. I know they played in the Super Bowl in 2009. Were they that, like 11-0, 12-0, something like that? That seems to ring a bell for some reason. I'm not totally sure. But in terms of the collision course that these two teams are on, it's so interesting to watch. But like we said, this is the first true test for the Patriots this week. It really is. And trying to contain Lamar Jackson on the road. And not only that, but I think they have a decent ground game. I like Mark Ingram and what he can bring to them. I think they'll have some difficulty with the tight ends. Mark Andrews has emerged as a passing option for Lamar Jackson, and Hollywood Brown as a young player, I think, has given them some things to be excited about on their offense. So it's and the way that Lamar uses his feet, to keep those guys open, but the thing is, how do you make it so that he's a more of a pocket passer and really has to rely on his arm? I think that's going to be the trick for the Patriots defense. and having their linebackers as versatile as they are, you know, those
the
are the
boogeyman.
Guys.
The boogeyman. It's a great test for the boogeyman.
Yes, the boogeyman will. I'm sure they're all going to have their own roles, and yeah, it's just going to be interesting to see how they dial things up and what kind of pressure they bring.
Yeah, so. No, I'm looking forward to it now. I know we have to go to another break. Mm-hmm. I'll tease this.
Okay.
I just got a text from our friend Steve from Asonet.
Oh, what?
What?
He has something very interesting to say about tomorrow night's game between the Patriots and the Ravens. I will share that with you.
Steve from Asonet.
When we come back.
Back from the dead. Ooh. 401-737-1287. Text us 37937. One more segment to get your calls in, get your texts in before we have our local college hoops preview. It's Cordishian Coit, 103.7 FM, WEEI.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.